You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, yes, we are back here at the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, at their annual board retreat. All the kids are downstairs, all the students are downstairs, networking with all the board members, trying to get jobs. I know I help kids out there every year getting jobs. If you need somebody in real estate, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'll get you one of the shiny pennies that works here, that's a student here. Now, we're back here with Center Director Tim Becker. Tim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim, for having me.
My pleasure. Now, Tim, tell people a little bit about the center and what its purpose is.
The center was created over 40 years ago to help bring the industry in together with the academics and partner up so we could get our students jobs, so we can get their mentorships.
So I was here 40 years ago. How come I didn't know about this?
Talk to Hal Smith. Hal Smith was at the front edge of developing the center 40 years ago.
Well, I did talk to Hal Smith. I got awards from Hal Smith. Hal Smith told me not to go to student government, that I'd never amount to anything. Well, I love Hal Smith, but I have amounted to something. And the student government is paying off for my niece, Nikki Freed. Vote Nikki Freed for State Agriculture Commissioner and Commissioner of Consumer Affairs. Okay, shameless plug. Now back to the thing here at UF. And Nikki was president at UF, student body. So, Tim, tell me a little bit about, we talked a little bit with Sandy about the increasing diversity of the class here at the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. I guess it's the Nathan Collier program. And you know, we talked to this futurist earlier who said that the corporate boardroom is going to be more and more and more diverse, and that needs to be reflected in the student bodies at the universities. So how are you effectuating getting more balance in the class? And I'll have to say it this way, not relying on foreign students.
Yeah, so it's really about education. I think for the longest time, our biggest challenge is really getting young students to understand what a career in real estate looks like. Too often we have folks who think we're going to get a master's degree and we're going to sell houses. Now, there's nothing wrong with selling houses, of course, but we need to broaden the knowledge of our student base to understand what a diverse business that we're in and the many different avenues that they could get into.
Yeah, and I'll just say one thing. I won't ask the student, but we will talk about the circumstance. A young man asked me to help him get an introduction to a firm in Los Angeles, which I did, and then he was disappointed because they don't have analyst jobs. That's right, because they're a tenant rep firm. So the kid wasn't prepared for the phone call. That's actually my fault. I should have been able to know that nuance, but since I had never done that before, like I've always been in the capital markets end, I didn't think of that, but I'll never forget that now. But so that is an indication of how we still, while the students have a toolkit, they still may not know the whole map, and that's where the board comes in.
That's exactly right. And every day we're talking with our students about all the different aspects, and that's why we have board members come up and teach classes. That's why we have them come up and speak during our Ring Speaker Series, because our job here is to get them as educated as possible to add value day one to the firms that they go work for.
And they really do. I know a number of them have worked for many of my friends. They start out as, you know, like Mother Young Man said, analysts or sometimes appraisers. And then they graduate very quickly into a deal position based on merit. Because I'll tell you one thing, the real estate business is pretty much a meritocracy. You could do one family deal, but after that, if you get your butt kicked, you're done.
I don't know how to answer that one, Jim.
Yeah, that's okay. I say butt kicked, and I throw it to Tim. Tim's a nuclear engineer. So I got to give Tim a couple of seconds to get himself back together there. We're having fun, Tim. That's what it's all about. So I'm gonna talk about some of the students, Tim. Just generically talk about this year's class, and I'm gonna turn Facebook Live around. People can watch Facebook Live and look at the students for a second.
Yeah, terrific. So it's a great class this year, as Sandy mentioned to your audience. It is our most diverse group yet. We have 11. Females in this year's group. They're all fantastic. We pride ourselves in bringing people in from many different backgrounds. So we have folks who have really no experience whatsoever. We have a student this year who was just retired from the military. He used to be a Navy SEAL who's coming into the program and wanting. Exactly. So him and all the females. Yeah. So it's a really diverse group. It is a really diverse group, and we're excited about that because it makes the next class coming in easier to get to come in.
Well, you know, they're teaching me something every day. I had a couple of the female students come and help me with my setup here, and I said, thank you, ladies, and they gave me a look. I said, oh, I guess I probably shouldn't have said ladies. They said, yes, now you start it, you stop it, thank you. So it's a whole new world out there, and part of, Tim, when I went to school, part of the big problem that we had was nobody taught us the social interaction skills that we needed, and these kind of events really tee it up for them. Plus, they went to the ICSE. What other stuff do they do?
Oh, we work them from the moment that they get here. Our business,
I got to go.
our Business Career Services group does a great job of hosting events for them to practice these skills before they get into real environments like
live fire event.
Exactly. Like this event here, we put on another event in March in Orlando that gives them an opportunity to interact with folks. We send them out every Friday to meet with board members in their companies so they get to interact with senior level people in their companies, finding out what they're doing. Event after event, these folks work really hard.
Well, that's great because it really is important to polish them up because the real estate industry is expanding. It's one of the top industries here in Florida. It continues to evolve. It continues to require additional professionals at the ground level. And if you're smart and you're a good entrepreneur, well, heck, the sky's the limit. Just ask Steve McCraney. Where's he? My gosh, talk about that guy. Woo! There's all kinds of great examples here. You got Steve McCraney in development. You got John Ebinger in accounting. You've got Todd Jones in property tax work. Hold on, my fan club is waving.
You're not on my show. Come on.
Okay, how to give him the business. All right. So we're having a great time, and really what you just heard is what it's really all about up here. It's a team effort. Everybody pulls together. Now, Tim, you do have them work in teams, right? Tell me a little bit about how you teach them to work in teams.
Just about every class they take has a team-based project. So they're always working in teams from the very moment that they step on campus. We're doing a case study competition for the University of Maryland this semester. So we'll divide into three-group teams throughout. They'll compete here locally first, and then hopefully the best team will get into the University of Maryland competition.
Well, we have to beat the Turtles. There's just no doubt about it. We're better than the Turtles.
Absolutely, we're better than Turtles. We're number one, right? Isn't that what we
do? We got to prove it. So, Tim, when we rank number one, how did they put that ranking together?
So the firm that does it is Ed Universal. They have a very good a metric about how they go about doing it. They talk to the students themselves about their experience in the program.
Really?
They talk to the recruiters of our students to find out what the recruiters think of our students when they come to work.
This is great.
And they look at the placement and obviously the salary and stuff.
This is a real top ranking.
It is. Yes. Yeah, we didn't pay for it.
Oh, that's great. Wow, that's great. So they're dealing with all the top metrics, and now, see, I've made fun of all the students, and now they're coming over here. So, Tim, you may be short-lived. I may have to give some of your time up to some of the students.
Please do.
All right, well, get out of here, Tim.